This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. I'm on fire today. Of course, for those of you who don't know, I was banned by Twitter. Banned for life. Permanent ban from Twitter on Monday. Saturday, the day before the Super Bowl, which was February 6th. So hard to believe, so hard to understand this is possible. Because remember, I'm such a true libertarian, conservative, capitalist, open-minded guy. I've never in my life asked for a liberal to be banned in anything. Matter of fact, I'm always saying I want to debate liberals. I'm dying to debate liberals. I think that's the whole problem with America. There's no open and honest debate with someone who knows how to debate like me. Because liberals know I would destroy them. I would crucify them. I believe if you let us all debate on an open channel, I win every single time. But they don't want Wayne Root to debate. They don't even want me to have a conversation. They don't want me to have an opinion. They don't want me to have an outlet to express my views because I win every time. They're scared to death that our arguments are the winning arguments. So they didn't want Trump to talk. They didn't want Root to talk. It's crazy. You know, look at Mark Cuban. He doesn't want there to be national anthems before games. Did you ever think there'd be a time where a nation would say there's something wrong with playing that nation's national anthem before a game? Don't you find that just weird? What a period of time we're in where to love your own country is considered racist. Because, of course, you know, we're a racist country and black people are held down and policemen do nothing but wake up thinking about dreaming of how to kill black people and all of us try and keep black people down. You're not allowed to work. There shouldn't be any jobs. Black people should only be on welfare. Isn't that what everyone's thinking all day long? I didn't realize that. I never knew I thought those things. It must be really subconscious deep down because I've actually never had those thoughts in my entire life. But liberals see a racist behind every stone, every rock. There's a racist. Every ripple in the ocean, there's a racist. Racists jumping out. Liberals think they're everywhere. Everyone's got a Ku Klux Klan hat on. They honestly think that everybody in the world who's white is a member of the KKK. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I don't know if it's a rationalization or mental illness or all the above. It's probably both. It's just crazy. You know, that liberals think this way. But, you know, can you imagine if I wanted the white national anthem before games? Can you imagine if I wanted to kneel for the black national anthem? Can you imagine if I wanted to put White Lives Matter in the end zone or on the basketball court, White Lives Matter? But put the shoe on the other foot. You guys want Black Lives Matter on the court and in the end zone. You want Black Lives Matter on your uniform. You want to play the black national anthem. You want to kneel against my national anthem. And yet, any of those things, if I did them, I'd be a racist. And there'd be race wars, race riots in this country. It's the craziest thing. The thinking that a Mark Cuban... You know, just think about this. Mark Cuban obviously hates America. If you don't want to play the national anthem, you hate America. You can make up any excuse you want. It's all bullspit. You hate America. And you're embarrassed about America. And you feel incredible guilt about America. But the reason Mark Cuban feels guilt is he managed to make it big and hit the lottery in America. Him and I, in the year 2000, were in the same business. I had a sports handicapping business. And I was about to take it public on Wall Street. And he had, I think it's called Sports Broadcasting, I think was the name of his company. And all it was on the internet, he was playing games of, I think this is what it was. I'm pretty sure Mark Cuban had a company that for the first time ever, I guess nobody had ever thought of it before. The internet was brand new. And in the year 2000 or the year 1999, he was playing, you know, every game for every sports fan. In other words, if you live in Boston, you can listen to the Dallas Cowboy games. If you live in Dallas, you can listen to the New York Yankee games. up until the year 2000, I guess you couldn't really do that, you know, unless NBC played the game or ABC had Monday Night Football and involved your team. You couldn't hear the radio station in Dallas, if you were in Boston, of your favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys. So he put together this internet thing where anyone could listen to any game. I'm pretty sure that was Mark's shtick. And I put together the fact that everybody loves to gamble on sports, and I'm going to give you all the advice and play the role of stockbroker. And we both had really good ideas. And over the years, I made a few million dollars. Over the years, he made a few billion dollars. He got lucky. He got bought by a gigantic company. I don't even remember who it was at this point. It was like a, you know, like an eBay type company. Bought him and gave him stock $1 billion. And if you know anything about public companies, you know, public company CEOs think of stock as not money. I mean, they use this money, they use this capital to buy things, but it doesn't feel like it's money. You're not taking any money out of the bank. You're giving somebody stock. It's like getting something for free. So public companies throw stock around. They throw around billions, like you and I take a one out of our wallet or 25 cents out of the middle section of our car, right? That little compartment of your car where you keep change. I take 25 cents out. CEOs of Wall Street companies buy companies for billions of dollars in stock, and they don't feel like it's real money because it's monopoly money. It's stock. It may go up, it may go down. We got lots of it. We'll add more. So he got lucky. He got a public company to buy him. I was looking for that kind of deal. I never got it. So I wound up going public myself. He got a public company to give him $1 billion in stock, and he became a billionaire overnight. Just like that. He went from a nobody to a billionaire. So he's lucky. He won the lottery. And people that win the lottery are always liberals because they feel tremendous guilt. Obviously, Mark Cuban feels guilt, but here's the irony. America's a country that gave you $1 billion overnight. Billions of dollars, excuse me, not a billion, billions of dollars overnight, and you used the money to buy the Dallas Mavericks, and you owned an NBA team. Wayne Root was in just about the exact same position as you, and if luck had been a little different, you'd be where I am now, which is, you know, living a very nice life and very thankful for America, and I'd be where you are. I'd be a billionaire, and I would own a sports team. And I could tell you right now, I would feel no guilt whatsoever, and I would love America, because what a great country that made me a billionaire. He doesn't think that way. What can I tell you? Nothing could ever make me be guilty, and nothing could ever make me hate America. So I could not do what Mark Cuban just did in a billion years. Speaking of a billion, forget about $1 billion. I couldn't do it. I could never betray my country or my national anthem in a billion years. And Mark Cuban just did it. In the country that gave him billions of dollars, and he got lucky overnight. You'd think he'd be thankful. You'd think he'd thank capitalism. You'd think he'd say, what a great country this is, and tell his players, if you don't want to stand for the national anthem, you can go F yourself. You'll be traded. You'll never play for me again. You'd think that's what he would say. But nope, not in America. Good old Cuban got rich, lucky, lottery. Capitalism did it for him. And by the way, it was broadcast.com. And it was bought by Yahoo. I got that from one of my fantastic, educated, common sense fans. Yahoo bought it and gave him billions of dollars in stock. And so he traded in his Yahoo stock and made billions of dollars and bought the Dallas Mavericks. So, you know, I came so close. You have no idea how close Wayne Root came to doing the exact same thing. And then I'd be where he is now. I wouldn't be hosting a daily three-hour talk show. Life puts you exactly where you're supposed to be, and I'm supposed to be here with you hosting this show and educating Americans and trying to keep capitalism alive and America alive. But if life was different, I would be Mark Cuban, and I'd own a sports team right now, and I'd be a billionaire. And I could tell you right now, I sure wouldn't hate America. I tell my players, love it or leave it. If you don't like the national anthem, then you're not playing for my team. If you don't want to stand for the national anthem, you can't play for my team. And I would trade you, and that would be the end of you. So, you know, it's amazing to me the difference in the way people think. Cuban is so blessed and should be so thankful that he was born in America and that America made him a billionaire. You would think he'd kiss the ground every day and kiss America's ass, excuse the language, but he should kiss America's tuchus, as the Yiddish statement goes. And instead, he pisses in our face. He really does. You know, it's like one of the great lines of all time. Don't tell me it's raining. You're pissing in my face. Mark Cuban just pissed down our leg and he said it's raining. Okay? You have no right to piss on America. We love America. America's a great country. Wayne Root is nowhere near a billionaire, and yet I appreciate this country so much, and every penny this country's made me, and all the opportunities this country's given me, and yet the ones who are billionaires never do. And that's the irony. And I found that it's the same story when I went to Columbia University at all these Ivy League schools. These are all children of incredible wealth and privilege. And instead of loving America and loving their parents and appreciating and loving capitalism, they hate all those things. They hate their own parents. They hate America. They hate capitalism. They're bitter. They're guilty. They can't believe how they've had everything they ever wanted their whole lives without working for it. And then there are all these people who are black and Hispanic who are just of color in general who have nothing and live in run-down tenements in dangerous neighborhoods. And everybody's shooting each other, and they can't believe that just because the chimney they got dropped down, they've had everything handed to them on a silver platter, and these people have nothing, and so they have tremendous, tremendous guilt instead of tremendous, tremendous love for a country that gave their parents everything and gave them everything. And that was what I found when I went to Columbia University. And by the way, I don't even know, maybe one of my fans could look it up, or Chris, you could look it up, Wikipedia or Google, Mark Cuban. Where did he go to college? I'll bet he's an Ivy Leaguer. I'll bet Cuban went to some fancy Ivy League school, because everyone leaves those Ivy League schools as communists, and they all hate America when they leave. If you can't do it while we're on the air talking, then I'll look it up in the break. But I'm guessing Cuban was probably like a Brown which university? Oh, okay, I'm wrong. Cuba's nowhere near an intellectual or an Ivy Leaguer. He went to the University of Indiana. Well, then you know what I say. He really doesn't deserve his $1 billion compared to me. I'm kidding around. There's a lot of people out there, let me tell you, who go to average schools, and they're much smarter than the Ivy Leaguers, and they do much better in life than the Ivy Leaguers. There's no law that says you get rich because you go to Harvard, and some people go to Indiana and get even richer, and he did, obviously. So kudos to him for doing that. But again, it makes me say, how do you not love America? You went to the University of Indiana, and you're richer than 99.9% of all the kids that went to Harvard. I would be kissing the ground that America walks on, let me tell you. Mark Cuban, you, my friend, are a terrible person. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Yes, can you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair.
Get a pair for the family.
They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand.
They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness.
They will pay for themselves the first time you use the
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Freedom Health Alliance is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune system's facing the most stress in history. Certainly in the history of your lives, right? And anybody's listening right now most probably was not around for World War II. You know, that might be a little more stress than what we're going through now. My God, the whole country was Pearl Harbor and Okinawa and ugh. But certainly of our modern lifetime, there's never been more stress between the election and the stolen post-election and not allowed to talk about the election and the bannings on Twitter and, my gosh, and COVID and the lockdowns. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system, and they're offering a special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% of products that I personally use and love and chose for you. My personal favorite is Active Silver Solution, plus liquid vitamin D complex, plus premium probiotic formula and natural immune support. This bundle of products, called the Root Freedom Bundle, is handpicked specifically by me for you at 50% off, 50% off. These products have made a dramatic difference in my health, and I really do believe they will do the same for you. They certainly can do the same for you. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Use the promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle or go online, freedomhealthalliance.com. Choose the Root Freedom Bundle and save 50%, freedomhealthalliance.com. I want all my conservatives to be healthy conservatives. So I want to get back to this Richie note that he sent me. My great friend Richie, who's one of the biggest sports gamblers in America and one of the biggest risk takers in America, a real riverboat gambler, and bets millions of dollars on the golf course, and is, you know, such a brilliant, sharp, witty guy, and lives by his wits, that he has made a living as a professional gambler and nothing else his entire life for, you know, 50 years now. And served time in prison, by the way, for fixing 1,000 horse races. He doesn't think anyone in history has ever fixed 1,000 horse races. He's that guy. So if there's anyone who understands scams, it's Richie. He's seen every scam in his life. And, of course, he participated in a big one, fixing horse races. And Richie says, when they announced yesterday they're keeping the U.S. attorney in Delaware, who's investigating Hunter Biden, they're firing all the Trump U.S. attorneys, but they're keeping the one investigating Hunter, and they're keeping Durham, who's investigating the coup and the Russian collusion and all that against Trump, the spying against Trump. He says that's all a phony con to make Americans believe they're doing the right thing, Biden's doing the right thing and keeping the investigations open. They're not. It's a con. He says, I've seen the greatest con men in the world for 50 years. I've actually seen it all. This is the second weakest con I've ever seen, next to the fixed election in the middle of the night. The pollsters and the media said the unions were heavily voting for Biden, which was another lie, another con, another scam. And the proof was on day one when Biden, the puppet for China, signed the executive order to kill the Keystone Pipeline, and they interviewed the foreman for the Keystone Pipeline. He said 10,000 people just lost their job and 90,000 a year during a pandemic, and they didn't vote for losing their job. In fact, he said 90% of the union voted for Trump. Richie says more proof that Trump won easily and the election was completely fixed. And then Richie says these low-breed political hacks aren't smart enough to con a first grader, let alone the American public and especially me. And he says his way of noticing that they're a bunch of, you know, low-class scum is that 50% of all the political hacks and the Congress people have rotten teeth. I never noticed that. He says, why? Why do they have rotten teeth? Because they're low-class, stupid people with no style and no talent and never held accountable for anything they do wrong. In the real world, when you do or say something wrong, you're fired immediately. But not in politics. They keep their jobs, even though they keep doing the wrong thing and terrible things for the American people. He says the truth is 90% of these people in politics are stupid and low class. Even the lower class of gamblers and street smart people are way smarter than 90% of the phony D.C. political hacks. He says, how many Biden boat parades did you see? How many Biden car parades did you see? How many Biden flags did you see? Zero. This fixed election was the worst crime in United States history. I'm afraid for America and Americans, and the worst is yet to come. Trump is quiet right now while he's trying to catch his breath, but look out when he's ready to start breathing again. And then he says to me, Wayne, I want to become a Trump advisor and work for the same amount our great president worked for. Zero. I'll play golf with him and help him to learn from the another side of the world he hasn't heard from before. President Trump's the only person in the history of politics that would probably be successful in my world. I hope President Trump hears these words on your show, Wayne. Richie. Well, I hope he's listening right now, President Trump. Catch your breath and then give me and Richie a call. Invite us down to Mar-a-Lago. Got lots to talk to you about.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers spent much of their Wednesday trying to convince senators that President Trump should be convicted and impeached for the second time. Trump 2020 senior campaign advisor Jason Miller believes a former president's legal team should have an easy time refuting the Democrats' claims.
Well, John, I think very similar to the very first impeachment, we saw the Democrats fired off everything good that they had during the first day, and then their arguments really fell apart in the second and third days of their respective trials.
Miller's comments courtesy of Fox News. The NBA is ordering all teams to play the national anthem before games. The controversy erupted this week when it was revealed that Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban ordered that the Star Spangled Banner be banned. It flew under the radar because there are no fans in the stands. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
This is Wayne. Dwayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show. My great buddy Kip Herridge, KIP. Three easy letters to remember, Kip, KIP, and of course his company is Vertical Research Advisory. Three easy letters, VRA, KIP, VRA. For more than 35 years, Kip has been a leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street as a money manager for the elite and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for their companies. And in 2003, Kip woke up and said, you know what, I don't enjoy doing this. I'm not helping the little guy. I'm not helping the average Joe and Jane. None of them are making money. They're actually being led to slaughter on Wall Street. I want to help the little guy, the little investor. So in 2003, Kip left Wall Street, founded the VRA, his daily investment and economic newsletter, and his VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. Each day he tells you what's happening in the economy and the markets. He's got a big team behind him, including his son Tyler, great guy, and exactly what investments to own, and let them prove it. 2 weeks free with Kip Herridge. 2 weeks free with VRA. Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks, so check it out. 14 days to see how great this thing is. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Again, free two-week membership, VRAinsider.com. KIP, VRA, VRAinsider.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. We've got a guest here from USA Radio Network. His name is Dan Cilio. He is the host of the Dan Cilio Show, 9 p.m. to midnight. So it comes on right after my show. My show is 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast. His is 9 p.m. to midnight East Coast. He was a star defensive lineman at the University of Miami, played 7 years in the NFL. His website, DanCilioShow.com. And we want to talk about Mark Cuban and the NBA. Dan, how are you?
Thank you so much for having me, Wayne. It's been a long time, and you know, we have never done this before, and I so look forward to coming on with you, man. Heard a lot about you for over the years, and I'm proud to be a, you know, a part of the team here. So, yeah, man, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, I know you're an NFL guy and a college football guy. You were at Miami University, the U, and you're not an NBA guy, but that doesn't mean as a professional athlete you can't comment on what's going on today in sports in general, in the NFL, low Super Bowl ratings, lowest since 1969. The one thing no one wants to say is these teams are killing themselves. This is suicide. These leagues, these teams, they're committing suicide because the people that buy the tickets. And let's go by the logic of Democrats, right, Dan? Don't Democrats say that Republicans are the party of the rich and white people are rich and black people are poor? Well, you know what that means? That means white people are generally the ones who are Republicans and buy all the fancy glassed-in suites and buy all the box seats and pay for the $20 million bloated salaries of the athletes who tend to be minority. So you still need to be nice to white people. You can't spit in their face. You still need to be nice to Republicans. You can't spit in their face. And so if you knee for the national anthem, if you decide to wear Black Lives Matter on the back of your jersey, if you honor thugs who attacked cops, if you want to defund the police, and now if you want to not play the national anthem before games because you don't love America, I think all these Republican-leaning patriots who buy all the box seats and all the glassed-in suites are never going to come back. They're going to burn their tickets, burn their merchandise, burn their sneakers, and you're not going to have sports anymore. Without the money of rich Republicans, and if you offend them, you're not going to have sports anymore because there will be no revenues. It's stupid business, if you ask me. What say you?
Here, let's dissect that here, Wayne. There's two parts of this here. The National Football League, did anybody see any kneeling or any controversy during the regular season? That'd be a no. The National Football League gets 97% of their operating budget from the television networks. And when television networks start bitching about advertisers bitching to them, what happens? They change the name of the Washington Redskins to the Washington team formerly known as Prince. That's what they do because the league is not going to tolerate that. So on the other end, when you have guaranteed contracts of $250 million with athletes like Kyrie Irving and some of these people like James Harden, who just basically have no authority, they run the team because they have a seat at the dinner table. There is no question. When you start putting BLM out there and you start putting out your political beliefs, you're going to lose half your audience. And I brought this up before. As you say, the NBA ticket is the most expensive ticket in all of professional sports. Inner city people who don't have the disposable income, let's just use COVID to sit there and go buy season tickets, are not going to happen. Now, when you add that to the mix, when it comes not having people in the arenas because of COVID, the NBA, the NHL, they rely almost 90% on fans in the arenas. Well, when you take the television deals that they have in America, which are not very good, and you take China away from it, and you kneel to China, but you don't kneel to America, there's a problem here. And I say this to you, Wayne. Last year, the NBA had a massive problem with one of its general managers, Daryl Morey, who wrote for the freedom fighters in Japan and China, who were fighting against the government. Well, guess what happened? They pulled the plug on over $2 billion worth of money that was piped into the NBA. So you don't have that revenue stream any longer coming in like the NBA had. They weren't relying on American money. They were relying on Chinese money. And the reason that you have all of these big mouth NBA guys barking the way they do is this. Well, if I'm Adidas or I'm Nike or I'm any of these other companies that charge 10 cents on the dollar to build these shoes, but then turn around and sell them at $350 to inner city kids, who are you really telling me is a non-American here?
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Using America. I mean, Wayne, there's no doubt the NBA right now, when it comes to the national anthem, I'm going to get here. The opinion on that is this, and I'll say this to you. Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods had the greatest lines of all time. Republicans buy sneakers and golf shoes,
right,
too.
Right.
Touch your mouth. And that's what's happened. That's why Michael Jordan has sold more shoes, Wayne, than anyone else, because he doesn't comment politically.
Yeah, well, listen, I believe that the NBA must have gotten something like 500,000 calls, maybe even a million calls over the last 24 hours. This really just broke very late last night, kind of in the middle of the night, West Coast time. And I saw it. I got up at 3 in the morning and saw it, and I was shocked. I was so shocked. I said, they just killed the NBA. The NBA's finished. And I guess Mark Cuban, what an idiot he is. That guy turns out to be a moron who proves he was lucky to get the $1 billion from Yahoo for broadcasting.com. Just pure luck. He won the lottery because he's obviously not a sharp guy, not a smart guy. Because what a stupid move. Dallas? I mean, in my lifetime, the most conservative people I've ever met live in Texas and around the Dallas area, and they have their hands on their heart when the national anthem gets played. You tell them you're not going to play it in front of Dallas games, no one's coming to Dallas games anymore. It's over. So the entire NBA was in danger, and the commissioner, who I know is a big liberal, Silver, I guess he got the fear of Jesus in him this morning when he saw his phones light up, and he realized this was going to be the end of the NBA. And to his credit, he got smart, and he overruled Cuban and said, everyone has got to play the national anthem. And that was a bold move by him that I would guess saved the league from extinction.
Here's what I was told today from Mark Cuban's people. We've had Mark on our program a couple times. And I would tell you this, Wayne, to me, in my opinion, and this is what he went down of, he took the national anthem out from day one because he was trying to get as many people into the building as possible. Trump people, non-Trump people. And then last night, someone noticed it and made an issue of it, and he commented and said, we hadn't done that since the beginning of the year. It wasn't like they were out there campaigning going, look at what we're doing. We're kneeling like Colin Kaepernick. This was nothing like that. I personally think, and then like you said, he had to come out this morning and say, and if you heard his public comment this morning, he goes, I have nothing against the national anthem. I don't have a problem playing with them. I thought it was just something that we were negotiating. That I don't believe, okay? That I'm going to go down the line, I don't believe. However,
he's a big liberal, Dan. He's a big liberal. He's full of crap is what he is.
I'm not debating that way.
And I know him personally. I got his email. I know him personally.
Hey, watch this. I get it. I'm not throwing shade for him in any way where he can land under it and say that, hey, I get it. Because why bring it up if you're going to bring it up at all? Why? I mean, if you're not going to do it, why bring it up at all anyway?
Well, so, his answer is cockeyed, Dan, because, you know, what if I said to you that I will never allow Black Lives Matter because I want to unify the people. Well, black people would say, oh, well, that's not unifying. That's mollifying, codifying white people. Well, when he says I didn't have the national anthem because I wanted to bring everyone in, you're turning off conservatives, you're turning off patriots, you're turning off Republicans, you're turning off all middle-class white people. So it's not true. You're not unifying anyone by not playing an anthem, right?
Well, no, to me, I mean, again, you're right. To me, I'm playing the national anthem because we have always done this, and that's something I love the flag. I stood for the flag. I love the flag. I don't believe he thought it was going to land here. Let me give you something here, Wayne, real quick here. When Colin Kaepernick was, and by the way, I disagree completely 100% with what he did by kneeling, but somewhere in that guy's brain, he really thought it was landing on social justice. When you take a piss on the United States national anthem, middle of America and the South, they are going to go south on you immediately. The major sports fans, Wayne, aren't in New York and California. They're in the heartland of America and in the South. They don't hear social justice. They hear national anthem. And so when he did that, everybody, it landed wrong. I think this completely landed wrong, and there's no doubt. You talk about PR messages since last year when they
almost killed
70% of their ratings. There's no question the NBA has an
big trouble
right now.
They had to save themselves. He almost pulled the plug on the whole league. I'm telling you, they would have declared bankruptcy in 6 months. The NBA would have been history. Silver had to panic and save the league, the commissioner. Dan Cilio, host of USA Radio Network, Dan Cilio Show, 9 p.m. to midnight right after mine. Thank you, Dan. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Want to mention my podcast. It's called War Raw, and it was originally the idea was to do it once a week. A weekend podcast that would, go over the top 10 news stories of the week, which is, kind of Casey Kasem, top 40 and all that. Casey Kasem of Conservative Talk with the top 10. But it has blossomed into 7 days a week, or technically, I guess you could say six, but I do a Monday podcast, Tuesday podcast, Wednesday podcast, Thursday podcast, Friday podcast, and then on Friday I cut a 45, 50 minute kind of king of all podcasts. That's the weekend top 10 Casey Kasem look at the top news stories of the week for conservatives. And that runs the whole weekend. So we have coverage 7 days a week. I really do six of them a week. But we've covered every day, Monday through Friday plus weekends, with the War Raw podcast. Where do you find it? Anywhere that you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw, and check out today's podcast right now. Check out the weekend podcast that was a few days ago, and then come Friday, check out the new weekly top 10 podcast. I think you'll find it really interesting, and none of it gets old. These are the same stories that are hot for weeks or months at a time. I would say last weekend's top 10 is still this weekend's top 10. So, none of these are old, so go check them out. You can check out as many as you like. War Raw, my podcast. So you see the NBA turn into a very big story, and the NBA now says all teams will play the national anthem. All teams. The NBA announced on Wednesday everyone's going to play the national anthem before games in response to Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban saying his team won't. Here's Cuban, a billionaire, finding out that I'm sure he got a big fine, too. I don't know if they'll make it public, but I'm sure they fined him for being a moron. The Mavericks stopped playing the national anthem before home games at the direction of Mark Cuban. His decision caused major backlash. Can you imagine in Texas? Can you imagine the phone calls? I'm coming down there, and I'm going to rearrange your face, man. I can just picture the phone calls in Texas. We're going to make you stand for the national anthem. I can just picture Texans, man. I love Texans, man. Love them. My kind of people. I may move there in the next few years. I'm really aiming at Dallas as my new home.
Hey, what you mean you're not playing the country soundtrack? You don't know where I'm from, boy.
Now, see, this is where I don't know if you're in my...
No, I'm on the air with you.
Oh,
I'm on
there
the
you go. Okay, I can't tell the difference. How do I know?
Yeah.
I have no way of knowing.
I'm a man of mystery, but yeah, no, I mean...
You can imagine how the Texans reacted this morning, right?
It was, maybe think before you do things is all I'll say.
Well, he thought he was doing the right thing, and I'll tell you why. No, so listen.
No.
They have played in a bubble, right?
Right.
Well, that's funny, because that's kind of an ironic way to look at it. It's a pun, because they are in a bubble.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of rich, almost 100% black millionaires making $30 million a year, $40 million a year, endorsement deals, $50 million a year. And they think America thinks like they do. But most Americans don't make $50 million a year. Most Americans are veterans and patriots. In Texas, almost everyone's a veteran and a patriot.
Yeah.
And they love their flag, and they don't make $50 million. And they love America, and they feel no guilt. They don't have any reason to feel guilt. They're not rich. They didn't exploit anybody. They're actually working class. They have no reason to be guilty.
And it's incredibly blue-collar here. So again, you can't get more... blue collar than back in the national anthem, and that was just from a PR standpoint, that was just delusional thinking. I mean, it was just a bonehead play.
All right, thank you, Chris. Appreciate you coming on. It's Chris O'Sullivan, my board op, and
you make Texas proud.
And associate producer, and listen, it's one more thing. Chris said something, and it's true, but it's not true. Chris said that's such a blue collar thing to love the national anthem. You're offending blue collar people. No, it's not. It shouldn't be. Maybe it is, but it shouldn't be blue collar. You know, I'm an Ivy League graduate Jewish guy from New York, and I make lots of money. I own lots of businesses, and I love America, and I love the national anthem. I'm not blue collar. It shouldn't be blue collar. There's nothing blue collar about the national anthem. Why are rich people hateful to America? It doesn't. Rich liberals hate America, and people that make one-eighth of what they make. You know, the average rich liberal makes like $400,000 or $500,000 a year as a professional of some kind. And they hate America. And meanwhile, people that make $50,000, one-tenth, love America. How do you explain that? Why is it blue collar to love America? Should be a mortal sin to be rich and not love America. You people are idiots if you're rich and you don't love America. You are clueless. And the people who play in the NBA are completely clueless. And they live in a bubble. They were playing in a bubble last year. Now they live in a bubble. NBA Chief Communications Officer Mike Bass said, with NBA teams now in the process of welcoming fans back in the arenas, all teams will play the national anthem in keeping with long-standing league policy. Can you imagine, in these woke times, with me being banned from Twitter and all the things going on in the media and in sports, the kneeling and the BLM, can you imagine what they got on the telephones at the NBA league offices this morning and what they got on the telephones in Dallas? Mark Cuban is now the most hated man in the history of Dallas. Mark Cuban, they may hate him more than the guy who shot JFK. That's how, Oswald. That's how hated Mark Cuban is this morning. You know, I mean, talk about someone who hates their country. And I know Cuban will say, oh, no, I don't hate my country. Wayne's wrong. Yes, you do. If you don't love the national anthem, you hate your country. Stop lying. Stop. It's like saying, I don't hate policemen, but I do want to defund them. Of course you hate them. Stop lying. You're lying to yourself, and you're lying to everybody else. If you don't stand for the national anthem, and you don't believe in the national anthem, and you don't want the national anthem, F you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.